Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
West Nile virus claiming a life in Dallas County. We get the latest now live from KRLD's LP Phillips.
And this death apparently happened last week, but the medical examiner was able to confirm it this morning.
Let's get that story from KRLD's Joe Gomez.
82-year-old Charles Pistor of Highland Park passed away from the virus. This marks the second death caused by West Nile in Dallas County and reaffirms the warning that health officials are giving here, which is that the 2012 season could be the deadliest for West Nile ever.
The reality is that with the number of human cases, with the two deaths that we've seen to date, we have to prepare for more human cases and additional deaths in Dallas County.
More than 200 people in North Texas are known to have West Nile virus. Many of those would never have known it had they not donated blood. Morris Dixon is director of operations at Creating Testing Solutions, and he joins us now. And what are you guys seeing when it comes to West Nile and blood donation?
Well, this is a year where the epidemic for West Nile virus has been very pronounced in the North Texas area.
We're now in record territory for West Nile virus. LP Phillips reports on the ballooning numbers, LP.
With 109 cases in Dallas County, the previous record of 104 is shattered and will only grow as the peak season lasts through the end of the month, and the mosquitoes that carry West Nile are expected to be around until October.
Is it something that everyone should be concerned about? KRLD's Phyllis Smith has some answers.
The answer is yes, according to Zach Thompson with Dallas County Health and Human Services.
There are examples here in Dallas where people who were healthy had gotten bitten. West Nile virus caused them to go through significant medical procedures to really get back on their feet.
Thompson says neurological damage from the virus could take up to 2 years to recover. He says although there is a vaccine for horses, there isn't one for humans, and that preventing mosquito bites is the key.
West Nile virus is present. This is a third world virus in a 21st century country.
Thompson says use insect repellent with DEET, drain all standing water, and wear long, loose, and light-colored clothing.
In fact, the problem's gotten so big that state assistance has been requested. In addition to the spraying, health departments want you to protect yourself to help stop the spread of West Nile. More information can be found at cbsdfw.com.
West Nile virus continues to hammer North Texas. Frisco reporting its second human case, which brings it up to 49 for Denton County alone. Dallas County has a record 109 cases, including 5 deaths. Tarrant County reports nearly 80 cases and 1 death. So protecting yourself against the virus is vital.
Mosquito repellent with DEET is generally what most people are familiar with, but Paul Cornell, the bug and garden expert at Elliott's Hardware in Dallas, says there's another product that works just as well.
In recent years, Bayer has produced Picaridin, and that is comparable to DEET. Picaridin is more comfortable than DEET.
Zach Thompson with the Dallas County Health and Human Services joining us now. And Zach, what can you tell us about these latest deaths?
Well, Dallas County Health and Human Services confirmed our 8th West Nile virus-related death in Dallas County. The zip code that the person lived in was 75229.
We've had over 250 cases of West Nile in North Texas, 130 in Dallas County, another 100 in Tarrant County. A proposal before the Dallas County Commissioner's Court today involves aerial spraying. Emily Troop has that.
Aerial spraying means that the mosquito killer would be released from airplanes. Right now, the insecticide is being sprayed from the back of trucks. Dallas County has not done aerial spraying since the 1960s. The Dallas County Medical Society is recommending that the county do it now. Dr. John Carlo.
You know, it is unfortunate we're in this situation, but the situation is it's dangerous out there. And there are so many mosquitoes that are infected with West Nile virus that there really is no other choice at this point.
A proposal for how to pay for the program is being presented to the commissioners today. Aerial spraying is controversial because of air quality concerns and questions about whether or not it's effective. Emily Trubb, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ebony Connor's daughter, Jordan, fights for her life against a disease caused by West Nile. She's battling both encephalitis and meningitis caused by a mosquito. Ebony Connor joins us this morning. Thank you so much. What happened?
About 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago, that she just had cold-like symptoms, and not even severe cold-like symptoms. It was just she was clammy and coughing and nothing out of the ordinary, nothing strange. But then a couple of days progressed, and, you know, Mommy, my head hurts. Mommy, I don't feel good.
West Nile virus, the controversy continues. To spray or not to spray, just one of the many questions. It's 10:03. Good morning. I'm Mitch Carr. Cities around Dallas County have until tomorrow now to decide if they're going to take part in the aerial spraying. KRLD's Emily Troub starts our team coverage.
The mayor of Garland, Ronald Jones, is calling an emergency meeting this afternoon to talk about it. He tells us that he's all for aerial spraying, but wants residents' input.
Citizens or anyone else having an opportunity to come down and share their opinions.
And there's an online petition against aerial spraying. KRLD's Joe Gomez has that part of the story.
Organizers with the petition Dallas Stop the Spray allege the poison used in spraying, permethrin, has been shown to be toxic. Vanessa Van Gilder says the spray won't just kill off mosquitoes and other bugs, but that research shows it can also be harmful to pets.
The city is saying, oh, it's perfectly safe, bring your cats in, bring your dogs in. But you can't bring every single cat inside. And what happens if your cat happens to run out that night?
Let's bring in the mayor of Dallas on the KRLD Newsline. Joining us live, Mayor Mike Rawlings. Mr. Mayor, thank you for being with us. A lot of tough decisions to be made. Let's start with the fact that today apparently is the deadline for cities to decide on the aerial spraying.
We told the county we'd get back with them by tomorrow. And so we're in that process. I have asked for a briefing from the city manager.
We hear about the number of people dying from West Nile. It's up to 14 in North Texas, 10 in Dallas County alone. These people have names and loved ones that are suffering. Phyllis Smith talks to the son of one of those victims and the impact of his father's sudden death.
Dr. George Thielen and his family were in shock when their 86-year-old father, Bernard Thielen, got sick.
Within 3 days from being moderately ill at home with a stomach virus-like syndrome, he was in a coma.
He says it took several days in the hospital before they knew his father had West Nile virus.
Spraying for mosquitoes. It starts tonight in North Dallas and the Park Cities. And joining us right now, Dr. Rick Snyder with the Dallas County Medical Society, the organization that was first to begin recommending aerial spraying in Dallas. Dr. Snyder, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this insecticide. Obviously, a lot of people are concerned about this. You've got planes flying overhead spreading this stuff. Is it dangerous?
No, it's actually considered very safe. It's actually the insecticide that we spray is called a pyrethrin. It's actually very common. You'll actually see this in lice shampoo that you can buy commercially for children. It's actually used in flea collars and flea powders. And in actually, the exposure that you can expect to experience from aerial spraying is going to be less than what you would experience from a lice shampoo or flea powders or flea collars that you use on dogs.
A new weapon in the fight against the West Nile virus will be used tonight in parts of North Texas. Aerial spraying for mosquitoes starts tonight in North Dallas and in the Park Cities. KRLD's Emily Troub has more for us live here in the studio. Emily?
Airplanes will fly over a large area of North Dallas, dumping insecticide to kill mosquitoes. If you look on a map, the area is in the shape of a triangle. The main point is downtown Dallas, and then it expands out along I-35 to the north and I-30 to the east. And then the base of the triangle is formed by 635. With the exception of Mesquite, everything inside that area is going to be sprayed, including University Park and Highland Park.
Emily, thank you. If you're in the spraying area tonight, officials are urging you to stay inside. If you get any of the spray on you, they say that you should rinse off completely with soap and water. We have more tips available on the Dallas website for you, the City of Dallas website, and on CBSDFW.com.
I'm David Rankin.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Breaking news all about West Nile. We got team coverage on some new developing news on the West Nile virus. We start with LP Phillips.
It looks like there is going to be a fight over tonight's planned aerial spraying for the mosquitoes that carry out the West Nile virus. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins has received notice that groups, and isn't sure who, intend to ask a judge to block tonight's spraying by filing an injunction.
I'm KRLD's Emily Troub. We have just gotten word that the start time for that spraying that's scheduled for tonight will be pushed back. Originally, they said 8:30 tonight. The time is now 10 o'clock. Again, 10 o'clock tonight is when the planes will start flying flying overhead, dumping insecticide on North Dallas, Highland Park, and University Park.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says the decision to press ahead with tonight's aerial spraying to fight the West Nile virus is the right one.
The attack zone for tonight is the northeast quadrant of Dallas County, north of I-30, east of 75 Central. That includes parts of Mesquite, all of Garland, and some of Richardson. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings insists the spray is safe, although he adds,
if your skin or clothing is exposed to the spraying, please be sure to wash them. Science has said this should not impact you, but let's just take every precaution.
Tonight's spraying has a start time of 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, the northwest quadrant is scheduled to be sprayed starting at 10, but that time could be moved earlier depending on the weather. Reporting at Dallas Executive Airport, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says the city received a letter that a temporary restraining order will be filed against the aerial spraying. He says county and city officials will do everything in their power to stop that order.
The CDC told me Friday when I made the decision to request the planes that the time that we wait can be counted in additional West Nile cases and human life.
Should you run your air conditioner when the planes are running? Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning says yes, unless you have a fresh air intake system.
But for the majority of homeowners, it shouldn't be a problem. There's no air intake from the outdoor unit. The only problem we might see is if people have a concern, they might want to rinse out those condenser coils on their outdoor unit.
We have much more information on this story, cbsdfw.com, and as things develop, as they have been very rapidly, we'll update you immediately right here on KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Several cities in North Texas signing up for aerial spraying to fight the West Nile virus, but there have been some holdouts. Dallas is on board, but smaller cities to the south, including Cedar Hill, Duncanville, DeSoto, they're not. There's a news conference underway in downtown Dallas now about plans for aerial spraying. This is Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins.
But we will meet with those cities and make available to them the resources that are available to that have been made available to Dallas County through our state and federal partners.
Texas Health Commissioner David Lankey supporting the decision by Dallas and several other cities to go ahead with the aerial mosquito spraying. Dr. Lankey says all their research indicates the treatment by air is safe, and while some critics claim the aerial spraying will kill off so-called useful insects like bees and butterflies, he disagrees, saying that's one reason the applications are done at night.
The ladybugs, the butterflies are not out during that time period, but the mosquitoes are.
RLD Morning News. Well, last night's aerial spraying operation in northeast Dallas County is being called a success. KRLD's Emily Trube has the latest on last night's operation and what you can expect tonight. She joins us now live. Emily?
Two small twin-engine planes sprayed insecticide over 49,000 acres in northeast Dallas, Garland, Highland Park, University Park, parts of Richardson, and Mesquite.
Of course, officials have been cautioning people to stay inside during the aerial spraying, but last night, not everyone did.
Most didn't seem too worried about the spray.
I mean, the government wouldn't let them do it if it was bad for you, would they?
I came out and
you think pesticides
probably got pesticides sprayed on me. I'll go home and take a shower. Thank you.
But others wish they'd known exactly what time the spray was coming.
No, I'm more worried about the spray than the West Nile.
I probably would have stayed indoors, yeah. I don't really particularly care to breathe in poison.
In Uptown Dallas, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Spraying for mosquitoes to fight West Nile virus resumes tonight in Dallas County, and KRLD's LP Phillips joins us live from Dallas County. He says another round of spraying will take place next week as well. LP?
Well, Marley, as we first reported, the spraying was interrupted by rain overnight. Weather permitting, the planes will be back in the air over Dallas County tonight an hour early at 9 o'clock. And the plan is to finish the remainder of Dallas County in those cities that have approved the spraying.
KRLD's Joe Gomez has that part of the story.
Jenny Land is with the group Concerned Citizens for Safer Mosquito Control and says she has relocated her family until the spraying in Dallas stops out of fear that it will impact their health.
I'm one of the people who not only is more susceptible to West Nile, but also in the subpopulation.
Joining us now on the KRLD Newsline, the county judge in Dallas County, Clay Jenkins. And Judge Jenkins, thanks for being with us. The aerial spraying finally got going again last night after the storms just did not cooperate at all. So what's the schedule tonight and for the rest of the week?
Well, we hope that we'll get a second coat on that entire area tonight, weather permitting, and if we can get five planes in the sky as opposed to four, We think we can get that done if everything goes perfectly tonight.
Top of the news this morning, Dallas County wrapped up its second round of aerial spraying for West Nile virus mosquitoes early this morning. Even so, the county has reported 20 new infections of the virus, and Tarrant County has reported 2 new deaths. We get the story now from KRLD's Joe Gomez.
With 20 new infections being reported in Dallas County, there's now a total of 262 human cases and 2 deaths here. Tarrant County had 2 new fatal cases, bringing its death toll to 4.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And West Nile virus claims another life, this time in Collin County. Health officials there say the victim was in their 80s, lived in Plano. Meantime, Dallas County reporting its 11th death from West Nile virus today. That person was also in their 80s and lived in University Park.
More cities, meantime, in Dallas County are signing up for aerial spraying to fight West Nile virus. KRLD's Austin York joins us live now from a news conference that just wrapped up at the County Administration Building in downtown Dallas. Austin.
Matt, Dallas County and city officials are both claiming success when it comes to the aerial spraying, say that early indications of the spraying has worked in reducing not only mosquitoes, but more importantly, those carrying the virus.
With West Nile virus causing problems across the state, there are new concerns about children's health with the start of school next week. KRLD's Melanie Brown has that story.
The threat of infection is low during school hours. Mosquitoes are most active between dusk and dawn. Janet Hurley at the Texas AgriLife Extension Service is concerned about kids' extracurricular activities.
Band practice, cheerleading, football, track and field first thing in the morning or late in the evening.
It's 5:04 now, and officials in Dallas have been looking over the results of that aerial spraying done in the county for West Nile virus. KRLD's Austin York joins us live from downtown Dallas with more on that.
I'm at early data from the aerial spraying. According to officials, shows a dramatic decrease in carrier mosquitoes. Of the 3 aerially zones sprayed, early reports show a 93% decrease in mosquitoes in the southern portion of the county carrying the virus. The other zones will have their results later this month because of the staggered spraying due to the weather. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says aerial spraying was necessary.